Okay, so John, you have any weekend plans?
No.
Really?
No. I mean, haven't you heard? It's the end of the world as we know it.
Doomsday comes out of the world.
Listen to what I'm saying. It's the end of the world as we know
dogs
it.
Dogs and cats living together. Mass hysteria.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Aloha means goodbye.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
You maniac!
What kind of damage?
Total, sir.
My God.
Back home, huh?
I feel fine. Is that a take?
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. Oh, my God. We are so fired. That's our take on the prediction over the weekend, May 21st.
From Hailed Camping, a radio preacher.
That's right. Some Christian radio preachers are predicting the end of the world on May 21st. But you're in luck. It's Friday, May 20th.
Yeah, and you have until 6 p.m. tomorrow. So, you know, that's a lot of time. Let's get a look at the news. The stage is set for a pretty tense meeting at the White House today. President Obama and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet just 24 hours after President Obama said he supports a Palestinian state based on 1967 borders. Netanyahu calls that indefensible. Danny Dannon, the deputy speaker of the Israeli parliament, is among President Obama's many critics in the Israeli government.
What he's trying to do is impose his wishful peace plan on us without even negotiation process. It cannot work that way. You cannot come to a negotiation when somebody is telling you what will be the outcome.
This morning, Israel's government approved a plan to build more than 1,500 housing units on land around Jerusalem that was annexed after the 1967 war.
More on reaction from the Arab-Israeli conflict to the Obama speech coming up in just a few minutes. In Pakistan, a car bomb targeted a convoy of U.S. consulate workers in Peshawar this morning. Two Americans were injured. The Taliban says it's another revenge attack for the killing of Osama bin Laden. The FBI has requested a DNA sample from the Unabomber Ted Kaczynski as part of its investigation into the 1982 Tylenol poisoning in the Chicago area that killed seven people, the biggest product tampering case in U.S. history, and the reason why medicine containers are so hard to open today. Kaczynski, who's serving a life sentence in Colorado, denies he was involved.
Former IMF chief Dominique Strauss-Kahn is expected to be released on $1 million bail today. He'll be confined to a New York City apartment rented by his wife until his trial. Strauss-Kahn was indicted on seven counts of sexual assault for his alleged attack on a hotel maid. Floodwaters have closed the state of Mississippi's main Northside Highway. Mandatory evacuations begin in several Louisiana towns at midnight tonight.
25-year-old Oregon man paralyzed from the chest down, now able to stand up and even take a few steps with some help. First patient to receive an experimental treatment. Asian markets mixed. European indices down. Futures flat. The Dow starts at 12,605. The S&P opens at 1,343. And the NASDAQ opens at 2823. And just in time for the end of the world, Kevin Early from Oxford, Massachusetts, gets his wish.
Coming up this hour, the apocalypse is predicted to start tomorrow. And we're looking for your wish list for the end times. Mine is to be on the air with John and Celeste.
Done, Kevin Early, takeaway listener, father of five, and auto parts store manager. Kevin, that was pretty good, buddy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
He's going to rejoin us in 20 minutes for more actual co-hosting on the program. But you call us with what's on your bucket list. What's that number, Kevin? Kevin.
78-MY-TAKE.
There we go. 877-8-MY-TAKE. They turned his mic down. Happens all
they
the
did.
Time to us on yeah, this program.
True.
But before the end of the world can come, we've got some news to cover. Strong reactions to President Obama's speech from all over the world and also on Israel's borders. More in just a few minutes on that. We're also going to take a look at gas prices and how they might be changing behavior for Americans commuting and all of their travel plans and an exploration of this whole idea of doomsday coming up on the program.
It's a perpetual theme among human beings.
Americans, actually, humans love to think about the end of the world.
They do.
Why is that?
I don't know.
I don't know if I want to get to the bottom of it, but we will.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.